lips to lips. It was so divine. Yes, it seems like it's over, but forever.
Rock and roll history right there. A song that turned 70 years old this year. Back in 1954, New York City doo-wop group The Hearts released their song Lonely Nights. The song became a huge hit on the R&B charts, but it's also credited as being one of the very first true girl group tunes. The early 1960s was just an absolute cornucopia of girl group songs, but it was as early as 1954 when The Hearts, as a all-girl group, released their doo-wop hit, Lonely Nights. In the middle, it is brand new music. Oakland, California band Shannon and the Clams are a band that channel doo-wop, rockabilly, and 1960s girl groups sounds with a dose of R&B, surf, punk, and garage rock thrown in. Well, they have a new album out. Sadly, 2 years ago, Shannon Shaw's fiance was tragically killed in a car accident. And since then, the band has been writing songs to reflect a desire for healing and beauty, which resulted in the band's seventh album. The Moon Is in the Wrong Place is the name of the new album. We heard the opening track, The Vow, from Shannon and the Clams. The band is touring in support of the new album with stops in cities like Chicago and Vancouver. Starting off the second hour, it is music from California surf rock band La Luz. From their self-titled album, we heard the track I Won't Hesitate. And 2 days from the date of the recording of this episode of Girly So Groovy, La Luz will be releasing a brand new album. Their new album is called News of the Universe. They are touring in support of that new album. Currently, all of the dates are pretty much European summer dates. However, they will be hitting cities like Chicago in the U.S., as well as Montreal, Toronto. For our listeners in the Windsor and Detroit area, La Luz will be at the Loving Touch in Ferndale on October 13th. They'll also be in Vancouver as well for fans of Girly So Groovy. November 3rd at the Pearl, you can catch La Luz there as well. I just love all these cities that carry Girly So Groovy to consider these tours coming through your town. Okay, let's keep things moving. Right now, it is time for another musician who seems influenced by doo-wop in the music that she makes. It is trans musician Ezra Furman right now here on Girly So Groovy.
I'm not
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert. Music right there from Brandon, Manitoba, born, now St. Paul, Minnesota-based folk rock singer-songwriter Haley Bonar. The song is called I Can Change. That comes off of her 2016 album, Impossible Dream. In the middle, it is music from Hypnotic, Baltimore, alternative duo, Beach House, reaching back to their album Thank Your Lucky Stars. We heard the song Majorette, and then starting that set off, it is trans folk punk provocateur Chicago's very own Ezra Furman. From her album Perpetual Motion People, we heard the song Haunted Head. Lots more music to get to. We've got 30 minutes left here in Girly So Groovy. These 2 hours are flying by. I've got new music on the way from Sleater-Kinney, music from Garbage, as well as Gossip coming up. But before we get to any music, I just want to remind you that if you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy or would just like to tune in and listen again, know that Girly So Groovy is online. We are free, baby. All you need to do is go to the website Mixcloud, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. When you're there, you will find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy simply waiting for you to press play or pause, listen at your leisure. Up next, it is Edmonton, Alberta, relaxed psych pop musical act, Faith Healer. Up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Being jerks and drinks to